Factory direct wholesale pricing.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Mark Williams, a former editor-in-chief of Truck Trend Magazine, a gentleman who I work with at Motor Trend for many, many years. But Mark has moved on to other things and doing some freelance stuff, but he is definitely one of the leading experts in the entire universe when it comes to trucks and SUVs and cars in general. So we're going to spend a lot of time in this hour of the broadcast talking about the latest in pickup trucks, as well as what's going on with the Hummer brand. And we'll talk about some of the recent unveils of important vehicles. Along the way, we're going to play some trivia. We're going to bring you some automotive news. And most of all, we're going to have fun. Our toll-free line from around North America is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Or via the email anytime throughout the show, it's bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. I have a new website. You can check it out when you get a moment. It's boblongradio.com. I also have another new website following up on a project which is just kicking off. It's called The Long Drive. So if you log on to thelongdrive.com, you'll see some articles and you'll also hear some sound bites. And soon you will hear those sound bites and that feature on many radio stations all across the United States of America, hopefully. 800-259-9231. We're going to throw out a trivia question right off the bat here just to get things kicked off in a grand style. Which car company gave us the vehicle known as the Stealth? The Stealth. Who made the Stealth? That is the question. It's an expression used a lot today. Matter of fact, I use it quite a bit myself. But when it comes to vehicles, there was only one Stealth made, as far as I know. It was actually a collaboration between an American car manufacturer and a Japanese car manufacturer. The telephone number, 800-259-9231, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. And now it's my pleasure to go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth a gentleman I've known for many, many years. He's a former editor-in-chief of Truck Trend Magazine, still a contributor there now. Also a gentleman that I work with on the Motor Trend side of the fence for many, many years. He's now moved on to bigger and better things, but he's one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He is Mr. Mark Williams. Mark, welcome to Auto World. How are you doing?
Thank you, Bob, very much. I always love your introductions. They make me feel so warm and fuzzy inside.
Very good, Mark. Well, let's begin by talking about a question that I get thrown at me quite often, and that is about the Hummer brand. I mean, it was rumored for a long time. It looked like it was going to happen. It was going to be sold to a Chinese company, not unlike what has recently happened to Volvo, but that apparently has fallen through. And Mark, what's the latest on the Hummer front?
I, like many people out there, am a huge Hummer fan. I've been watching very closely, reading the news, checking websites wherever I can get little morsels of information about what the negotiations were about and how they were progressing. And this has been an emotional ringer we've all been put through, because first, you know, actually they've made several announcements that it was going to be killed, and then no, it's not going to die. We're hearing from dealers that they had just got calls that people were making declarations that there was going to be somebody to come in at the last minute. But this looks like the very last straw and the very last option that it looks like Hummer could have had, where somebody could have swooped in and essentially bought the brand for a steal to try to keep it going. But it looks like the actual death of Hummer is right in front of us.
And that's going to disappoint a lot of folks like yourself. I mean, there are a lot of Hummer fanatics out there. It's interesting when we stop and think about the growth of the brand there. For a while, they were flying.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of people who are very interested, not just in what Hummer represented, because obviously there was a point in time, especially near the beginning, where the brand equity was so strong and people were so high on it, including GM, since they invested quite a bit of money at the outset, not just on the R&D side with engineers, but also with investments in manufacturing plants. But there was a lot of excitement about what the future was going to have for them. Hummer had this kind of military brand equity, this history behind it. Then fuel prices came into as a huge factor, and suddenly public opinion kind of shifted pretty sharply away from the Hummer brand, because mostly what they had, I mean, just to be honest, big, heavy metal, large SUVs with big V8s that drank a lot of fuel. And obviously the way the pendulum swings back and forth, that left Hummer on the short side in a lot of people's minds. But from what we saw, I mean, both you and I saw at the different auto shows, it looked like Hummer was starting to think about the future in ways that could have been very, very interesting, not the least of which, you know, maybe like a little compact Jeep fighter, that HX or the
yep.
H4 concept vehicle that came out, got a lot of people excited about the brand. We also heard a lot of rumblings about hybrid powertrains that they were going to be experimenting with, possibly leading the GM brand, and also pickup trucks as well, too. They had the H3T, which came out, did offer a five-cylinder engine, which had great fuel economy, and they also were playing with the idea of a possible small diesel or a diesel hybrid larger pickup truck down the road, but none of those projects were going to happen if they didn't find a buyer, and that just didn't happen.
So we're just basically going to see a phasing out of the brand, not unlike what we've seen in recent times with Saturn and Pontiac. So the end of the road for Hummer, but the military side, of course, Mark, will be continued to be manufactured by, I believe it's AM General.
Yeah, exactly. They still hold, I think, an existing contract. But it's not for very long. In fact, a lot of the contracts have been put up for bid, and right now they're in the process of dealing with the military is dealing with a lot of different companies who are just aching and dying to get their foot in the door and get an order for 1,000, 10,000, 50,000 vehicles that need to be set up for desert duty or. I mean, they have to project way far out in the future as to what these vehicles are going to have to do. The Hummer H1 absolutely did an amazing job for what it was needed and what it was designed for. But I think the way the military is looking lately, that they're going to need things that are much more sophisticated, much more capable over much more difficult terrain. So it'll be very interesting to see what kind of contracts the military accepts over the next couple of years. That'll have implications for, quite possibly, how we look at heavy-duty trucks down the road.
Absolutely. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. It's toll-free, so feel free from all across North America. Got an easy trivia question out there about the auto manufacturer who brought us the Stealth, who made the Stealth vehicle, collaboration between an American car company and a Japanese car company, 800-259-9231. Mark, it's interesting that you bring up diesels with Hummer, because certainly it's really cool to see the way diesel is now all of a sudden, you know, green. It certainly is, and when we come back from our upcoming break, we'll get into more detail. Out at the LA Auto Show, they named the Audi A3 TDI as the green car of the year, a certain publication. And certainly if you've driven any of the modern diesel power plants, they're a country mile away from the ones that we had back in the 70s and 80s. We're going to continue all throughout this hour with Mark Williams. If you want to truck trucks, diesels, Toyota, whatever you'd like, call us up, 800-259-9231.
Can't stop, and I can't stop. When your car breaks down, it's already too late. That costly repair bill could have been paid by an A-plus auto protection extended service plan. Even if your manufacturer warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, you can still be covered. Don't pay the dealer upcharge. Get the same coverage over the phone right now for much cheaper. For a limited time, also get roadside assistance and towing, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take like months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Hagerty.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatec, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Leggetts was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and my very special guest. I started to say Motor Trend because I'm so used to having Mark Williams, our very special guest, on Motor Trend, another show that I host. And Mark is the former editor-in-chief of Truck Trend, former editor with Motor Trend, and we're talking all kinds of cool things here, including diesel technology. And Mark, boy, these modern diesel power plants, especially from the German manufacturers, boy, have they really kind of turned the automotive, they've turned a lot of automotive heads, let's put it that way, because for performance and for emissions and for fuel economy, they are doing very, very well.
No, that's absolutely true. I think a lot of the full-size truck guys, the construction guys, they've all known that the advantages and benefits that diesel has allowed them. But it's when you get the, I don't know if this is the right term, the mainstream car guys, the guys who are into the performance cars, and especially in the sports performance cars, since they grab a lot of the headlines in a lot of cases, when they start getting interested in seeing the benefits of how fast a diesel engine can be, how quick it can respond, how well it can do as far as balancing out the front to rear weight shifts on a vehicle, that's when the tide is just beginning to turn, I think, right now. You're right, exactly. The German manufacturers have been dialed into it for quite a while. They've, in Europe, have been heavily biased toward diesels for quite a while. Way back in the late 60s and 70s, they made a conscious decision to start investing and governmentally supporting diesel engines in vehicles because of the fuel economy benefits. This is essentially where it started. But when Audi gets involved in putting their energy and engineers behind something like that, when BMW gets involved, when Porsche gets involved, you know amazing things are going to happen on a racetrack with top speed numbers, with 0 to 60 numbers, and that's exactly what we're just beginning to see here. Just like you mentioned, the small little Audi, the A3, a wonderful little car, but with a diesel engine in it, becomes this incredibly fuel-efficient. I mean, suddenly you have a 600-mile tank range on a vehicle, and you're not filling up once a week or twice a week or in some cases once a month, depending on how many miles you drive a week. And that those benefits are translating. Those benefits, they don't even translate. They make perfect sense to everybody who's trying to struggle in this economy nowadays.
They certainly do. And again, the modern technology has evolved to the point where the diesel sound, the diesel smells, and the poor performance that used to be mandatory with diesels is gone, and you're seeing the automakers as well as the truck makers turning it into a much more viable alternative. Mazda, even in New York, announced that they're going to bring in a diesel engine. How do you like that?
Wow. No, that's a lot of fun, but it makes perfect sense to me. I've always loved what diesels can offer. It's not just about low-end torque, but they're also getting good horsepower numbers and responsiveness from these engines. But the bottom line here to all of this is that we can save money, we can spend less money buying foreign oil if we're more efficient with the kind of powertrains that we buy in our vehicles today.
So true. This time around, I believe Ford, with their new diesel power plant in the heavy-duty Ford upcoming, it's an in-house job. Tell us a little bit about that, Mark. In the past, I know they had partnered with another company.
Yeah, exactly, which isn't uncommon for a lot of the three-quarter and one-ton pickup truck manufacturers. You got Chevy and GMC and Dodge and I said Dodge. That doesn't exist anymore. It's actually Ram Heavy Duty and Ram. It's the Ram brand now. Fiat, in their infinite wisdom, have decided to eliminate the existence of a Dodge Ram and instead decided that pickup trucks will be called Rams, Dodges will be cars from now on. So that's going to be an interesting thing to see how the Dodge guys are going to wrap their heads around. It'll be a slow transition. But regardless, all the big heavy-duty truck manufacturers understand the benefits of the diesels. And in order to give their customers the best possible benefits, they've partnered with different manufacturers. GM originally had a partnership with Isuzu for the development of the Duramax engine that's in their heavy duties. They've subsequently brought that manufacturing and engineering in-house. They're currently working on their own designs in-house now, still under the Duramax name. Dodge, There I go again. Ram Heavy Duty and Cummins has always been a very tight alliance. Chrysler and Cummins has always been very, very close. That relationship looks like it's going to continue for quite a while as well. And the Power Stroke engine with Ford, just like you mentioned, they were partnered up with International. Used to be that company they're called International Navistar International or International Navistar. They have a huge commercial heavy-duty history behind them. This seemed like a natural partnership between Ford and International. Unfortunately, they had a couple of things go... To say wrong would be overstating it, but they had a couple of mechanical issues with the previous Power Stroke engine, a 6.4-liter V8 block turbo diesel, that in the end, Ford and International decided to stop their relationship and their partnership on the Super Duties, and you're exactly right. Ford brought it in-house, so the current Power Stroke engine, which is brand new for them, including the 6-speed automatic transmission for all Super Duties, is completely a brand new powertrain that's been developed and designed in-house in just a little over 3 years, which is absolutely unheard of. For anybody who has experience with how long it takes to develop and build a powertrain to get into a vehicle, to do that in 3 years is just absolutely outstanding for the Ford team to be able to accomplish.
Let's talk about another story that's been dominating the headlines. You're based in California, and there are a number of lawsuits pending on these Toyota problems, the unintended acceleration problems that have plagued a number of vehicles, including some Priuses that have been caught on some pretty extensive videotape. But what do you think of the story here to begin with? Certainly, it's interesting to see the way what is leaked out in recent times. It looks as if the American executives were trying to warn the Japanese executives to kind of fess up.
Yeah, it's been incredibly interesting to follow, at least from my end. And I'm kind of split into two different ways. One, just as an automotive lover of vehicles, this is absolutely fascinating to watch. I'm not exactly sure we're at the position to determine whether or not we're seeing a very huge and powerful company crumble and flinch, or if this is actually something that we need more information and more time to research. But either way, it's been incredibly fascinating to watch develop, and I'm sure we'll be watching it for maybe another year to come.
We're going to talk more about the Toyota situation with Mark on the other side. We'll also talk about some hybrids and a bunch of other stuff. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
It's one of the hottest new technologies out there in the engine department. Imagine getting 350-plus horsepower and decent fuel economy. It's called EcoBoost. Ford's Brett Hines tells us all about it.
The EcoBoost engine 3.5 liter is available today in your showroom in the Ford Taurus Show, the Ford Flex, and the Lincoln MKS. It will also be available in the brand-new Lincoln MKT. And by 2013, 90% of all Ford's nameplates will have an EcoBoost engine available. In the case of the Taurus Show, we're producing 365 horsepower, 350 foot-pounds of torque, and at the exact same time, we're getting 25 miles per gallon on the highway and 17 miles per gallon in the city.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know.
We're back live all across North America. Thanks for joining us. If you're listening on WBIX, AM 1060, the business station in Boston, or in Pittsburgh on WPYT, AM 660, or listening out in California on KCNR, or if you're listening in Iowa, we'd love to hear from you on KXEL, or down in Bowling Green, Kentucky, WKCT. The question is, which vehicle manufacturer brought us the Stealth? It was a sporty vehicle, and it was sold during the decade of the 1990s, I believe. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Automotive journalist extraordinaire Mark Williams joins us, and we're talking about the Toyota fiasco. There's no other way to put it, Mark. As you were saying, it's going to be interesting to see the immediate effects and the long-term effects of this crisis. Toyota has had such a stellar reputation for quality, and now, you're seeing incentives like they've never presented before. You're seeing dealerships bending over backwards. Some of the greater Boston area here have stayed open 24 hours a day to do the recalls. But it's such a competitive marketplace. How do you think it's going to play out for Toyota in the long run?
Wow. It'll be interesting to see how this does play out. I think my initial, at least, view of it right now, I really don't know what more Toyota can be doing. I've heard some amazing stories about people calling up their dealership, either where they bought the car or the closest one to them, and in some cases not very close to them at all, and saying, I'm afraid to get into my car, and not a question is asked. They just find out exactly where the person lives, and they get a tow hauler, and they flatbed it, make the run out there, put their vehicle on the flatbed, and bring them back to the dealership. They check it all out, let them see any changes that they've made to the vehicle, and then they hand over the keys to them again and say, as far as we can tell, as far as we've checked it out, everything says your vehicle is okay. You should have nothing to worry about, and sending their customers on their way. I don't know if there's a way to calculate the cost to the dealers or to the manufacturer when you have that kind of response to something that's happening at this magnitude. I don't know that there's ever going to be a way to calculate how much money this is going to cost Toyota Corporate or even Toyota USA, but I have a pretty good idea that every dealership is going to understand exactly how much per month they're spending in order to appease people or at least calm their fears. There's no question that fear is a big part of the way this story is getting reported, especially to the mainstream media. And I would make a huge distinction between the way this story is getting reported in, say, something like Automotive News or other trade publications that understand the auto industry and how making a vehicle works and understanding how recalls work and exactly what governmental regulations are in place and what they're designed for and what the responsibilities of those manufacturers are to contact the government in a certain time by a certain date after they find a problem. And when that doesn't happen, penalties get exacted. I think there, what was it, $16 or $17 million in fines has been exacted on Toyota, which might sound like a big number, or maybe it doesn't, but that just doesn't seem to really be in line with exactly the kind of fears that people are responding to when on major networks they're saying, you know, suddenly a car took off, or, you know, suddenly, you know, a chopper is over a vehicle with you know, a runaway Prius or something like that. It's just, it might be a little more telling. What we might find as a result of this whole thing is some of the weaknesses that we have in communicating information as opposed to the weaknesses in developing you know, engineering vehicles. I have no doubt that on both sides of that equation, we're going to have improvements in order to at least calm people's fears about the vehicles that they're driving.
And certainly, you know, depending on the absolute latest up to the second info, which I don't have in front of me, but as far as I know, Toyota, the last thing that I heard that they were going to pay the government fines, which kind of leaves the door open for lawsuits. And I know a number of individuals and even communities, some in Orange County in California, have some lawsuits pending against Toyota.
Yeah, absolutely. And those lawsuits obviously don't happen quickly. I think there are task forces that have been put in place by government officials, by congressional committees, in order to research exactly what the possibilities are. And that's not going to happen quickly. That's going to happen over the course of 6, 8, 10 months, maybe 18 months. So this isn't a topic or an issue for Toyota that's going to go away quickly. I know some people who are in the PR departments and are just working 24 hours a day dealing with a lot of this stuff. You know what BlackBerries are and how instantaneously connected you are to all sorts of different information. Those people are earning every cent that they're making this year. But this is a serious issue. How our vehicles drive, how safely they drive, and how much we can depend on the guarantees that are given to us when we buy those vehicles is a very, very important issue.
And it's going to be interesting to see, too, again, you know, lots of car companies have gone through these different crisis periods. Ford in the 90s with the Ford Explorer Firestone tire problem. And then you go back into, you know, the 70s with Ford with the Pinto, and then Audi in the 80s with the unintended acceleration on the original Audi 1000. And Chevrolet had some serious problems in the 80s. But, you know, Americans tend to forget over time, although it almost took a generation for Audi to shed that image. Mm-hmm. But Toyota has always just had this such a bulletproof reputation. I mean, that's the one thing that's, it's almost like if this happened to an American manufacturer, people would forgive it more than they would give it for Toyota.
I have no doubt, and I've heard people communicate that exact sentiment as well. It is something. I don't know if it's in the American psyche or if it's in media frenzy or if it's just an interesting thing to watch. When you have literally the number one automotive manufacturer in the world have troubles, it's difficult not to stare at them under intense bright white light and watch every move on their face or every move that they make and see exactly what they're doing and what they're trying to accomplish. I don't know if this is a result of a company getting too big, but certainly, as I understand it, Toyota is putting every one of their systems from the bottom level up to the top, all the way through manufacturing, through sales, through corporate, and reviewing their system and trying to figure out, is there any way that we can change the assumptions and the mentality that we have that'll put us back on track to where we were, say, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, when they were fighting and scrapping. And that's essentially where their brand was built at that point, focusing on quality, doing things above and beyond in the engineering process that they didn't necessarily need to do, but they knew it was the right thing to do, that paid dividends down the road when people started saying, hey, yeah, I've got my Toyota that I've had for 150,000 miles, and it seems to be doing fine. I'm going to pass it down to my son. He's going to pass it down to his brother. And that's kind of the way people looked at the Toyota brand. It's not a sexy brand. It isn't a brand that's going to, you know, stop people in their tracks, but it's been a brand that people could trust. They need desperately to get that back.
If anybody has any comments on the Toyota situation, give us a call, 800-259-9231.
Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. We have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology, no matter how large or small the project. Call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit ClassicResto.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight,
Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with the automotive journalist Mark Williams, and our telephone number is 800-259-9231. And let's go to Jeff in Iowa, listening on KXEL, News Talk 1540. Hey there, Jeff. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Bob? It's a good show.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, let's see if you can solve the trivia question, and then we'd love to get your opinion on Toyota. Do you know who made the Stealth? Which car company?
Well, I got a friend that was a pilot in the Air Force, and he flew the Stealth jet, but he had it made by Dodge, I think.
Very good. Excellent.
And it was kind of neat to see a pilot. They had one sitting out in the parking lot. It was black. It was a beautiful car, and I think, was it made by Mitsubishi?
That's right. That was the Japanese partnership on that. Mitsubishi had their own version, the 3000 GT. You are a knowledgeable car guy, no question about it. We're going to put you in the running for a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, but in the meantime, we'd love to get your thoughts on the Toyota situation. What do you think's going on here? Are they lying? Is it just a fluke? Do you think it's going to have a long-term or a short-term effect on the company?
Well, I drive a truck, and right after this all came out, I've noticed you see a lot of Toyotas were off the road. There just weren't that many of them, but you're seeing them creeping back in there now. And I don't know. I think they're kind of pulling the wool over everybody's eyes. I think they have a problem, and I think they need to, you know, be straight and honest with people. And that's, you know, personally, I wouldn't go buy one now because of the way they've been, you know, messing around with my kids, you know.
Interesting. Mark, what do you think about Jeff's comments?
No, I think that makes perfect sense. I think a lot of people share Jeff's opinion, and it's going to mean that for quite a while people are going to think about their purchase. I mean, buying a car just by itself is a huge decision for people, and especially if you're putting somebody you love or even somebody you know behind the wheel of that vehicle, you want to make sure that it's the safest and most well-engineered vehicle that you can buy. But yeah, it's going to take them a long time to recover. But if there is a company that can sit and wait for it to recover, Audi obviously couldn't. They were out of the market for quite a few years here in the United States. But, I mean, the size and just stature of Toyota might be the exception to the rule in a situation like this.
Very good. Excellent. Well, Jeff, hang on the line for Matt, and we'll get all your important information. Thank you very much for calling in. So let's talk a little bit about the full-size pickup truck wars here, Mark. They're definitely underway, and who's winning and who's losing?
Yeah, it's been pretty fun to watch. It doesn't happen very often. In fact, I would say it probably never happens. But in the course of essentially one model year, you have an entire segment that's going to be completely brand new. Last year, the Ram HD came out. to a lot of fanfare, had a lot of success. This year we're going to see the 2011 Ford Super Duties are going to be brand new. Also, the 2011 Chevy Silverado HDs and GMC Sierra HDs are going to be brand new. It just doesn't happen very often that an entire segment it completely revamps all of its models. And it's going to make for some very interesting comparison tests when you get the big turbo diesels, the big one-ton duallys all pulling head-to-head to find out who's the king of the world. So it should be an interesting year, especially for comparison tests.
Most definitely. And speaking of comparison tests, boy, I'll tell you, more and more hybrids keep hitting the showrooms and the auto show floors. And what do you think? Is this the ultimate direction, or do you think we're going to see more of a combination of plug-ins and diesels and traditional gasoline engines? I tend to think that hybrids aren't for everybody. It's going to be a mix. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. If I had to make a choice, I would absolutely recommend to people to be very careful about what kind of hybrid system you invest in, what kind of manufacturer you're dealing with. There's a lot of different types of hybrids out there that have just maybe generally speaking, technologically, they're very similar, but there are some very real differences in how much you gain with the hybrid system based on how you drive. If you're somebody who loves to just eke out every single mile per gallon during every moment you're behind the wheel of a vehicle, then maybe something like the Prius or a Honda might be to your liking. But if you like something a little more performance-oriented, you definitely might want to take a look at diesel options or maybe some of the other options that are coming down the road as well, too. I'm very interested and very excited to see what's going to happen with the Chevy Volt in particular, because that technology looks like it isn't just going to be providing advantages to that particular model, but the applications with that lithium-ion battery pack to other vehicles, whether it's hybrid systems or full electric vehicles or even electric supplemental systems on future models, could resonate for quite a few years down the road with multiple different models, from cars to mid-size sedans all the way up to full-size pickup trucks.
Absolutely, and it is going to be very interesting to see the battery technology continue to evolve. Do you see anybody emerging as kind of a world leader? It seems like a number of Chinese companies are very heavily invested in battery technology.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I mean, this is clearly, from a global perspective, where the automotive manufacturers have to have a very strong presence. So it doesn't surprise me at all that the intense amount of money going into research for this technology makes perfect sense. I don't know where exactly where the discoveries are going to come from. I suppose countries where they can throw a lot of money through governmental support at different companies, there are examples of discoveries coming from that avenue as well, too. But I just have this sense and this idea, if history tells us anything, it's going to be a little guy in a garage. Oh, I'm sorry, my voice is just cracking right now. But a little guy in a garage who's creating something maybe for his wife or for his daughter,
mm-hmm.
And that's going to be. I'm gonna do something very rude on radio and take a drink of water.
That's okay. Mark Williams is with us here on Auto World. If you have a question, we have a few more moments with Mark at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or you can email us up, bob@autoworldradio.com. So, Mark, anytime you're ready to finish up your comments, go right
ahead.
Thank
you. I appreciate your patience. There's a company, and I'll just throw this out. I've got no connection with them at all. I've just done a little research, got a chance to interview the CEO. It was supposed to be 10 or 15 minutes, turned to be an hour and a half discussion with the guy, laying out basically the plan he has developed for his company. I saw this pickup truck at the Work Truck Show, which is a once-a-year trade show for commercial trucks. A little company, Alt-E, so A-L-T/E, they had a little standard F-150 crew cab with a small little Ford Focus engine that supplied power to two lithium-ion battery packs and an electric generator for power. Essentially, this is a pickup truck that has a powertrain in it that allows it to do everything a pickup truck can do with very, very few sacrifices. It's down a little bit on payload, down a little bit on towing capacity, but just a little bit. You still have a perfectly functioning electric full-size pickup truck that can tow 7,000 or 8,000 pounds, that can carry a few thousand pounds of payload, and do it all exceptionally quietly with about a 50-mile range until the engine kicks on and charges, and could probably give you another 200 or 300-mile range if you just had to run on the power of the engine. The engine itself is a gasoline engine, could be diesel, could be any type of a mixture that you want to make it, but it only powers the battery and the electric motor in exactly the same way the Chevy Volt is. That's a small little company, a couple of guys who had some experience at Tesla, branched off, decided to build their own company, are getting a lot of attention, and the first vehicle that they want to put their powertrain in is a functioning, practical pickup truck. That makes a lot of sense to me, and I'm going to be interested to watch that company over the next couple of years.
Definitely. We'll have to keep our eyes open for that. And let's see, coming up, we're kind of done with the North American Auto Show season, but lots of Concours events this summer. I know you made it to Pebble Beach a number of years back. Any big summer plans you can share with us, Mark?
I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to do many other shows. I've actually got quite a few freelance jobs lined up to put all these full-size, heavy-duty turbo diesel engines in comparison tests. So I'm going to be driving all over the country doing quite a bit of writing and quite a bit of researching and quite a bit of fuel economy recording. So it should be interesting for me.
Great, Mark. We'll get you back on the show real soon. Thank you so much. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.